Welcome to another edition of Blank on Blank. David Gerlach here. Thank you for joining us as we partner with journalists and publications from across the country. Together, we're transforming untapped reporting into a living audio archive of the American interview. Today, you'll hear fashion deacon Tim Gunn on his stylish vocabulary and his penchant for using smart words. Now, the interview with the Project Runway host comes to us from Danielle Sachs, a senior writer for Fast Company magazine. This is Blank on Blank.
I have all the different sections of your life I want to ask you about, so I'm trying to figure out where I should start. Okay, first of all, I want to ask you about your vocabulary.
It's amazing.
The whole thing looks like faux bois. Why is there so much consternation and Sturmandrang?
Sorry, David here. I just had to jump in just for a second. Those were a couple sound bites of Tim Gunn on his show. I mean, who knew that a little Sturm und Drang, the angst-ridden German literary movement of the 18th century, could propel reality television today? Amazing. Tip of the hat to Gunn for dropping that. And back to Danielle's conversation. And we're right at the point in the interview. Danielle wants to know about this vocabulary, where it came from. And the CEO of Liz Claiborne, who was in the room, he jumps in with gusto to vouch for Gunn, his new hire, his new addition to the company.
I was transcribing our conversation, and I was sitting there thinking, where does he get these words? And it's completely natural. It's completely...
He's a Yale grad.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Hello.
But I have to say, it came from teaching. And I didn't talk about Yale very often because I was so unhappy there. And I've been in half a dozen colleges easily. But I did graduate from there.
And what did you study?
English Lit. I really thought I was going to be a writer. I love the written word. I love the power of words. And teaching is all about vocabulary. Mm-hmm. It's all about leading your students and raising the bar for them. And when I wrote Guide to Style, did I give you a copy?
I have a copy.
Okay. The editors wanted me to change.
By the way, I was reading this morning and then was like suddenly feeling very insecure with what I was going to wear today.
No, you know, I really believe in people disowning responsibility for how they look, whatever that is. I honestly do. Even if you really were wearing a sweatsuit here, as long as you own responsibility for it.
Or flip-flops.
Yeah, just own responsibility. But the editors wanted me to change a lot of the words and to change a lot of the proper names. And I said, no. Let people read the book sitting with Google and Merriam-Webster.com. I want people to learn something. I want to raise the bar, and I don't want to dumb things down. And I found that with teaching also, if your students' capabilities are 10 feet off the ground, and mm-hmm. the bar you raise is only at 7 feet, that's as far as they're going to go. But if, in fact, you raise it to 15 feet, they'll go to 12, they'll go to 13, they'll exceed even their own expectations mm-hmm. of what they can deliver. So raise the bar.
That was Tim Gunn on his stylish vocabulary, and this is Blank on Blank. To hear the fashion guru talk about his FBI agent father, a man who was the right hand to J. Edgar Hoover, head over to blankonblank.org. I also want to thank Danielle Sachs of Fast Company magazine for adding her interview to the archive. I'm David Gerlach. Keep listening.